Steve from K2VIR.
Hey there, how are you, Howie?
Okay, you think we have good enough signals we can go to 5-2?
Oh, I think so. I'm operating on the basement rig. I'll go over there right now.
I copy you strong on the input. Okay, see you on 5-2, K2EIR, QSY.
K2BIE, QSY, 73 is to all.
N2OEL timeout.
Seaport, I think it was, and we took that circle line or something up the Hudson. That's the last time I've ever been on a train.
I tell you, it's not a full moon, but it's real bright. I'm on the way. Everything is just gross. I guess you gotta watch out for black ice.
Yeah, be careful with that. I'm supposed to get some garbage this weekend, I hear now. Hey, I got my ticket in the mail yesterday. It's official.
Congratulations. Once it hits that database, it's official. You could always draw and write over the old one. It would still count. But congratulations, Rocky. I knew you could do it. We all knew you could do it.
Well, I'll tell you what I did, Steve. The receipt that AC2T gave me at the test session, that is hung up on my computer cabinet since I got it.
Well, when I got my general, I took the receipt, and then when the actual license came in, and I have, I don't know if you've heard the guys mention, I have a couple of folders for different things, with, you know, books with the plastic sheets in it. And so I put that in there with the license. I was so happy.
You know what's strange? My license, you know, I transmit from three different places, actually four different places, including my vehicle. In my wallet, I got that small wallet size they gave you, but I always leave my license up at Debbie's house.
Yeah, my wallet size is still says technician. The one, I do have a folded up copy in my wallet, also of the general.
Yeah, very good. Spoke to Charlie one morning this week, and I haven't heard from him since. I'm wondering if he's getting his car back anytime soon. He said he was going to call them.
I hope so. I think everybody misses him. You know, everybody asks about him. It comes up all the time in conversation. I know everything's all right because I see him posting on Facebook and everything. But, yeah, it would be nice when he gets back.
Yeah, I think he's getting radio DTs.
Tell you, my steering wheel. Next car I get is going to have a heated steering wheel. It's almost too cold to hold. In any case, KB2CIA.
Yeah, when I went for that test about 2 weeks ago, Debbie drove up in her BMW that she gets from work. And that was nice getting in that truck. It had the heated seats and all that stuff. I ended up finally telling her, turn this heated seat down. I'm sweating to death.
Yeah, some of them are overkill with the massage and vibrator, everything built into these things. But my van is pretty simple. 2006 van. So, but my next vehicle, for sure, I'm getting these things. I want a heated seat, I want the heated steering wheel that come with it, heated mirrors, because I'll tell you, you know, well, we live here in the Northeast, and you think you'd be used to it by now, but the older I get, the more it bugs me.
You don't have to remind me about getting older, that's for sure.
Well, at least it was a quiet night. No real activity or any bad incident. Had one lady come in and said that she was at a meeting and they were serving some kind of chocolate at the meeting, and she ate like two of them, and she felt like she was going to have a heart attack. So I don't know if it's just coincidence or maybe she took some reaction to it. You know, she said, you know, she felt like, you know, something was really wrong, and that she had a history of heart trouble. So she stayed with me at the, you know, the dispatch office, and I called an ambulance for her. So that was about it. Besides that, there was like nothing at all that happened at work today. It's like, I don't know why I was even there. It was just like, the place ran itself.
Believe it or not, when my youngest brother, when he was real young, they had to rush him to the hospital. They thought we were going to lose him. And they ended up tracing it down. It was a reaction to chocolate.
Jesus Christ, Rock. I almost got three people by an idiot cab driver.
You know who you just sounded like? You just sounded like N1LU when he's driving to work.
You know what? I saw the headlights coming from the side street, and I just kind of slowed down. I mean, I had the right of way. And this guy shot right out past the corner and barely stopped.
If I never told you my philosophy before, I'll tell you now. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to be a cab driver.
Hopefully they don't see you down the block. Oh, boy. Going into my driveway. Yeah, it's nice. Christmas lights are on again.
Hey, Steve, we might as well go inside. I got about nothing. I knew you were transmitting, but you got real noisy there, and maybe I'm noisy the way your car is positioned. So, maybe I'll catch you by the house when you get inside. If not, 73-82-BOR.
Okay, Rock, I'm at the home QTH. I'm in the driveway. 73 for now. Good talking with you. And, I don't know. I'll see how I feel. Maybe I'll pop back on. KB2TIA.
73, I'm going to go mount and balance another tire. I'll be listening.
N1LU, portable.
Good morning. N1LU, KD2, VOR, in the portable. My God, what are you using?
Using the Baofeng HT. I'm on Palisades Parkway, so I'm fairly close to the repeater. Just wanted to generate a little RF this morning, getting out early today, heading down to D.C. to pick up my son and then heading back, so it's going to be a long day.
I'd say so. You're going to be pretty good and tired by the time night comes around. You're sounding good on the little Baofeng, no problem.
Yeah, it's good. I'm fairly close to the repeater, so that helps. I got the short antenna on and everything, but just wanted to let you know my 440 is acting up again. I sent out a text to somebody. He thinks it might be something loose on the IF board. So this weekend, while it's snowing, I'm going to open up the radio and try to reset all the cables. There's a lot of cables on the IF board. Unplug them and replug them in. Try to check for cold solder joints, see if I can try to figure out what's wrong. Apparently that relay cleaning that I did not do anything to alleviate the situation.
You know, when you brought that up about the relay cleaning, I looked at that video. It was pretty cool the way the guy figured out how to do that. I watched another video on a 430, Charlie, which I guess is basically the same radio. The guy was, I forget what he was saying, the interbiddings they were having, but he says start pushing on the board a little at a time and see if you can isolate where you might get some looseness, you know, like he said, on a cold solder joint or something like that.
Yeah, so that's what I plan on doing this weekend. Hopefully I can get it back up and running. The relay cleaning seemed to help. It worked for about a week, and then the problem came back again. And when it comes back, it's real bad.
You'll figure it out. You got a little noisy on that transmission, but that's understandable.
Yeah, you know, getting further away from the repeater. I sent the guy a video. He works on Kenwood, and I'll send you the same video, and you can see what I'm up against over here.
Yeah, very good. I'll watch out for it. I got my ticket in the mail yesterday, finally.
Okay, very good, very good.
Well, when it warms up, we'll have to work on an antenna for you. Have you looked around?
I got the part about warming up, and we'll have to work on an antenna. I didn't catch the second part of it. As long as I'm transmitting, I tried to hook up with WY2LYP last night on 10 meters. He said he heard me just a little bit, but my noise level was so high I couldn't hear anything out of him.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll have to get you on something that'll be for you. But we'll do that when it warms up. All right, let me run.
Hey, Charlie, good hearing you. Drive safe today when you're going down to D.C., and maybe we'll talk to you over the weekend. KD2BOR.
Many damn things off just to get to one component.
Yeah, it hasn't gotten any easier, Don, in some ways. Some ways it's gotten easier with the new computer systems and a little bit easier to diagnose most of the time, but I don't have much longer. I'm going to be doing this anyway, so, you know, I'm going to be 61, and I got 4 more years after that.
If you were born before 1957, your retirement age, full retirement age, will be 66.
Yes, I thought of that when I made the statement. I'll have 5 more years after the 3rd of January. KD2BOR Mobile.
All right. Yeah, the temperatures have been pretty frigid lately. And every day when I leave my apartment, I put the heat down to like 55 or something like that. For some time, I just leave it all the way off.
Yeah, conserve, save a little money. Right now, I've got 19 degrees on my mirror on the thermometer.
Okay, I have a thermometer readout on my dashboard. Seems to be pretty accurate. So, come up with any new ideas for an antenna?
No, not yet, and I'm not going to worry about it until it gets warm out. Don Charlie brought that up this morning. He said he's going to help me, but not until it gets warmer out. I can't take the cold at all, pal.
I can't either. I had basic training in Fort Dix in December and January, and damn, I'm just shaking thinking about how cold it got. And after that, I preferred the cooler temperatures over the warm. But now, no, I don't like to be out in the cold.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But what are we going to do? We live in the Northeast. We've been bearing with this our whole life, right?
Yep, that's true. I thought we had a lot more snow way back when, and I don't know if that's because I was smaller and the snow piles were higher. I'm not sure, but I seem to think the snow was a little higher back then.
As you made that statement, I knew where you were going about us being smaller and the piles were higher. I swear I was thinking the same thing, and I knew you were going to come out with that.
That's funny. People usually tell me they don't know what the heck is going to come out of my mouth. Alrighty, I guess you're at your destination or whatever. I'm going to go make a cup of tea. WA2ZOZ.
Okay. We will talk to you later. I'm not there yet, but I will be in about another 5 minutes. KD2BOR Mobile will be listening. KD2BOR listening.
News today, listen to it and verify that.
They must have changed, something must have changed in the pattern of the way the storm's supposed to come in, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll find out one way or the other. Whether we find out today or we find out when the storm is happening. Oh, sorry, when the storm is over with.
And to worship he, which would be to worship well. Yeah, that's for sure. We'll definitely find out when it's over. how much we're going to get.
I also heard rain on Sunday. So that's pretty good.
That means the temperature's going to get warmer, and it should melt it all then.
Yeah, you know, once again, that information might be incorrect. I was just walking past the television.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised. It seems that all these meteorologists got all these confused information, satellites, and predict the weather. They still can't predict it correctly. They can get close, but no cigar.
Let's see. I'll probably fill my tank up tonight. Yeah, you know, you gotta have a full tank. You never know what might happen. What was that? Hurricane Irene, I think it was, that came through? Yeah, I fill the cars up with gas, and gotta say, smart thing to do when that happened, because the power was out and the station weren't able to pump gas. So yeah, that's probably what I'll probably do this afternoon.
Yeah, very good. Oh, you mean the hurricane that we just had? That was Hurricane Sandy. Well, I got 3/4 of a tank. Yeah, I might fill it up today.
Well, it was Sandy also, but Sandy and me didn't really have much of a relationship. She didn't turn the power off. She just came in and left. Irene is the one who did me in. Well, no damage, just I have electricity, but local gas stations in the neighborhood, there was no power, so they weren't able to pump gas.
Yeah, I just can't recall Irene. Just vaguely escapes my memory for now. And when we just had Sandy, we had no electricity for 3 days.
Yeah, well, Sandy is, she didn't really knock the power out where we live at, John. We didn't have much problems.
Yeah, I know. Most of the problems was up in the hill of West Orange. That was where most of the problems were in this area. And it knocked our power out.
You know, I lived in the valley for many, many years. I've always looked at the people on top of the hill, at how they got it made. They're living on top of a hill. But when those hurricanes came through, it's guys like us who didn't really felt the wind. All the wind was up on the mountain. In fact, they all got damage up here. In fact, they got
their basement got flooded out on the hill. You know, with the runoff, I didn't get any water in my basement. So my whole perspective of living on the hill changed with those hurricanes.
Roger that. Well, it's not all that true. Just in the most populated areas, and how close you are to, you know, the runoffs of the hills and whatnot, that makes a difference.
Actually, a buddy of mine is an insurance adjuster, and in our area there for State Farm, and most of the damage he said was on the hill. We really didn't get that much damage. I mean, I did get a new roof because of Sandy. The only reason why I got a new roof is because it blew off a few tiles, and the tiles I had there, the company went out of business and they couldn't match it, so they had to give me a new roof. I would say about 15 tiles blew off.
Yeah, well, I guess it worked out better for you. And, now you got a new roof. Cheaper price.
KU-12 Robert and QRCP for ID. I was going to replace the roof in about 5 years. Thanks to Sandy, she speed up the process, and instead of paying $6,000 for the roof, I paid my down payment, my deposit, or my portion of it, was $1,000. So it worked out pretty good.
Yeah, very good. You didn't take a big loss. It wasn't really devastating, you know. And you came out in nice colors, as they say.
Hey, you know, I didn't... hasn't been any threats of hurricanes or anything like that this season. So I guess we're good to go.
Yeah, until, what is it? I guess next October. I think that's when the season starts, right?
Yeah, is it October to December or something like that?
Somewhere around September or October.
Yeah, well, those months are behind us, so I guess we don't have to worry about it till next year.
Nah, all we got to worry about now is, more nor'easters, you know, big snowstorms.
I don't know if I told you, John. When I got the new roof, I lowered my antenna.
Yeah, I know. I saw it. Looks good that way. No problem. I shouldn't have put mine up that high. I should have. That's why I got messed up. I should have lowered it. Had it lower.
I mean, how much you gaining? And with another 8 foot. I don't think we're gaining that much. It's about 8 foot, right?
No, it's 10 feet. It's two 5 foot masts.
Yeah. Okay. 10 feet. Yeah. I don't think we're gaining anything. You know, we're down the valley anyway. Well, you're considered the valley also, right?
Well. Considering the line of sight and transmission to the west, yeah, the mountain's right on top of me. It's not that good that way. So so yeah, you consider it the valley.
Yeah, I mean, we're not not gaining that much. You're down the valley anyway, so 10 feet's not gonna do anything.
Actually, I think the location that you're in, since you're farther away from the mountain, where I'm so close to it, you have a better chance of skipping over a mountain with the waves, their radio waves, rather than me, because I'm too close.
Hey, look, we're down the valley, so I don't expect much of a station. But it seems like we're doing pretty good. I mean, I don't have my station set up yet. But you're doing pretty good. You can hit a lot of repeaters and hit a lot of stations.
Yeah, Roger. JB2 is the roll and to worse the Peter. And don't forget too, your antenna is one step up from mine. Has another 3 dB in on my antenna, which you actually need more because you're more of an in the valley than I am.
And that's, that is a good antenna. But, you know, the only reason why I bought that antenna is because, of where we live at. I figure, you know, spare no expense, when it comes to an antenna down the valley.
Oh, yeah. Well, you made the right choice. I would have picked the same one.
I mean, what good is it to have a real nice radio and you don't have much of an antenna? Yeah, that's the way I looked at it. I want to, you know, I really didn't just go on the web and check out, see what other antennas Diamond might have that I could put up there. Maybe do a quad band antenna.
You have to look into that. As far as I know, they only have that mobile quad antenna. So maybe you can call them up and see if they have a ground plane kit to attach to it to make it a home QTH antenna. Rather than, you know, from a mobile to a home antenna. You know what I mean? With the ground planes.
Yeah. I'll give them a shot. There's other antennas out there. It's, what was the other one? What's the one you got?
Well, the one I got is the dual band. One step below yours, the X200A. Yours, I forgot what the nomenclature was, but yours has a 3 dB gain, more on the VHF side, and the UHF side, more than mine.
Now I'm talking about the one on your car. What's the, what company is that?
Cushcraft, but they're no longer in business, but another company took it over. I forgot what company it was. And they no longer make that antenna. Shame, it was a damn good antenna. It's got good gain, and it can take up to 250 watts.
Cushcraft, is that the name?
Yeah. I forgot that it was a CS 300MA or something like that. But they no longer make them anymore. So, can't get another one. I don't even know whether I can get another mag mount for it. not the one like this one. It has special grounding radial underneath it, what makes it a better magma. It contacts the metal on the vehicle better. It makes a better ground.
Yeah, that's a nice antenna. I wouldn't mind buying something like that. A big version, though. Or maybe a quad version if you're such an animal.
And to RCP, you could be to us, well. Well, you have to do some hunting. But you can do it on the internet a lot faster than looking through magazines.
Hey, we were talking about laptop of yours yesterday. It's a shame if you can't fix that, you got to dump it. That's really a nice laptop.
Yeah, when I get a chance, I gotta look into it. Haven't had a real chance because there's so many other things in my mind that have to be done. So I kind of, you know, just look that in the background until I can get around to it.
Well, John, I'm on the GW, getting ready to touch down.
Oh, very good. Seems like you made better time today. Traffic must have been okay.
Not bad. Not bad. No delay at all. I hope we get the same thing in the return trip.
Okay, since you can touch down there, have a nice day at work. I hope everything's okay. And talk to you on the way home, I guess. Pick it up later. So take care. And to RCP, again, 673, UKB to HUL. Have a nice day, Maurice.
You too, John. Stay warm. KB to HUL, mobile clear.
KD2, DOR. Rocky, were you out there listening?
Drives over.
then you'll be hearing me mobile down to Rider University in, I forgot the name of the town, South Jersey, near Trenton. That's where Matthew plans on going.
Has he been accepted?
He has to go for what they refer to as an audition, because he's going in the theater program. He's doing that in, I think, late January, early February. But yeah, he'll be accepted. I'm sure he will be. He's got the right grades and the right credentials. It's a beautiful college. We've been down there twice, and it's really set up quite nicely. Nice little town, very close to Princeton.
Yeah, one of my nephews is at Princeton. He's a professor, and they live in Hopewell, which is a funky, lovely little town. That part of Jersey is fun. I hope your son enjoys it.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. He's really psyched for it. That, you know, he had a lot of choices. That seemed to be the one that he liked the most. I wish he could have found something local in Connecticut, but at least this is only an hour or so from our house, so it's not too bad. Still have to deal with New Jersey traffic, but if you time it right, it's not that bad of a drive. Not like Washington. I'm not looking forward to this today. We should be pulling back in the house by about 1 a.m.
Do all three of you drive on one of these occasions?
No, it'll just be my wife and I.
Yeah. Well, you know, you sent this guy to college. Didn't he take a driving course?
Yeah, he's not too fond of driving on highways. I don't know, but when we get him back in Connecticut, maybe he'll take over. But usually he's sleeping in the back seat.
These young people, they know how to organize their parents.
Yes, they do. But it'll be nice to have him home for a while. We'll be taking my mother on the trip with us. She's up from Florida, driving us out of our mind, but didn't want to leave her in the house alone. She's 80. So I told her, I said, it's going to be a 10-hour trip at least. So be prepared. I don't want to hear any complaints.
Oh, that's fine. Well, let's see. We've missed you, of course, on the air. Did you get my note about some notes?
I'm not sure. Note about some notes. I'm not sure. I've been seeing some things from you. I haven't been really in the mood without my car and radio. I feel very left out. But anyway, I'm getting off exit 4. As soon as I make this turn, I'm going to probably be real noisy into the repeater. So let me sign. Have a great Christmas, and I'll be in touch. Hopefully I'm getting my car back next week, hopefully. K1JMI, N1LU.
N1LU, this is K1JMI, all the best.
73, N1LU, clear.
Hey, Charlie, don't worry about your hair getting gray. You don't have any anyway. N2AIR.
Yeah, the one on my chinny-chin-chin I was worried about.
All right, I don't want to keep you. Watch the road. Talk to you later, Charlie. Have a great day. And to AIR.
Good to hear you, Greg. Talk to you later. And 1LU, Claire.
73, Charlie, KD2, BOR.
73, Rock.
Morning to anybody else out there. We're just doing a little work here. We'll be monitoring. KD2, BOR.
That's good, Rocky. Not very many people are doing it work these days, so it's nice to know someone is. KD2 BOR, K1JMI.
N2IEE.
Charlie, WB2OXU.
Good morning, Bill. WB2OXU, W2BOV.
Good morning, Bob. Just want to let you know I'm not going to be able to participate today in the net. There's something I got to take care of, so I'm going to be unavailable.
Okay, sorry, but we understand. And at any rate, thank you for letting us know, and have a good weekend. How's the weather up your way?
Cold, colder than yesterday. And there's more snow coming tomorrow. All right, 73s, have a good day today, and a good weekend, and stay warm and dry tomorrow. Don't shovel any snow. W2BOV, WB2OXU will be clear. 73s and 73s, everyone that's out there listening.
Okay, Bill, very good. Thanks for letting us know, and we'll look forward to having you with us on Monday. So, yeah, it's not good to shovel too much. I hope it's not as heavy as they think it might be. Okay, very good, and again, thanks, Bill. WB2OXU, sign W2BOV, and we're about to start the CBS retiree set.
KC2ZUM.
Good morning, Alan. KC2ZUM recognized. How are you?
Being yourself and Bill. Have a very good weekend and 7-3 to you.
Connected, KC2ZUM.
Do I sound okay on RF, or should I stay with the echo link?
Sound okay, but get rid of the echo in the background.
Okay, I just monitor myself sometimes, and when everything starts, I drop that off. Thank you very much. WB2BOB, KC2ZUM from... I see.
You mean to tell me all the fish up there are iced in this version? Alrighty. Okay, Alan, we're getting underway. You're at the top of the list here. So this is W2BOB, and it is now time for the CBS retirees that we meet Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this time on this frequency. And... you don't have to be retired from CBS to join us. Everybody is welcome, and that's how the net was established back in 1986. IW2ATM, Dwight Temple, who was well respected for the work he did at CBS television. So, alrighty, we have KC2ZUM, and we're looking for any other check-ins this morning for the CBS Retirees Net. This is W2BOB standing by.
WA2ZMT, good morning.
Hey, Bob, can you hear me from this location?
Noisy, George.
Thanks. Well, that proves that this is no longer a sweet spot. Alright, I'll check in from another locale.
Okay, very good. Well, we got you on the list, George, so good morning to you. Good morning, Joe. Any other check-ins? Come now, please.
Hello, 2-Tango Victor.
Hey, Bob. K2TB recognized. Good to have you with us. Anyone else?
EC2T.
No.
Hey, there was a double there. I got Paul, EC2T. Is that you again, George?
C2GNL.
Okay, well, you doubled this AC2T, but KK2GNL, good morning, Bill, and anyone else?
N2NBR.
Hey, good morning, John, N2NBR. Any others? Okay, well, nothing else heard at this point, so we'll get underway with the net, and we'll...